Hi, I'm Steve McCallick. Good to meet you. We'll just go back here to this room. Shouldn't take too long. Appreciate you coming down. Take the first room on the left here. So, real quick before we get... And what's your date of birth? Where you were yesterday and what you saw.
I pulled up to the light at Carmen and Daly. I was in the outside left-hand turn lane. I was heading to Michael's.
Okay, so were you headed towards the freeway?
No, I was not headed.
Oh, you're coming up.
I was directly across from the police car.
Okay, gotcha.
And when I pulled up, at first I thought that there was like a beggar in the center divider or something because I saw a person, but when I came to a stop, I realized that there was a young man standing in directly in front of the police vehicle. And
okay.
He wasn't moving, he wasn't getting out of the crosswalk.
So at that point, what direction was the police car facing?
Because he was facing towards the freeway,
okay.
And I was directly across from him.
Okay, got it.
A young man was standing in the crosswalk right in front of him.
Okay.
Not moving, they seemed to be conversing. Eventually, the young man crossed the street into in oncoming traffic and headed to the sidewalk, and that was when the officer put his lights on, flipped a U-turn, stopped right there at the curb. The young man came over to the passenger side. He was saying something, then he opened the passenger side door.
He opened the passenger door,
passenger side door. At that point, the officer got out. It looked like he might have had a stun gun in his hand. It was like yellow, I think. He kind of walked over there. They were whatever, I couldn't hear them. And then the young man pulled out the knife. And the officer pulled out his weapon and was on his radio.
Okay.
And trying to get him to, like, stay back. And the guy was very erratic and wasn't listening and started coming towards the officer, at which point he was backing away from him. And they were kind of going back. Well, the officer was going backwards. The guy was charging him with the knife. And then my light turned. And the minute I started turning into the intersection, I heard the gunshots.
Okay. So you made a right turn there?
I made a left turn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made a left turn to go towards Michael's.
Yeah.
And so you heard gunfire?
Yeah.
Do you know how many shots you might have heard?
At least four or five.
Okay. And you indicated you saw the officer make a U-turn?
Yes, I did.
So he was then facing the same direction you were?
Yeah, at that point.
Okay.
His car was in the direction. But once the guy came and opened the police vehicle, the officer got out.
Okay. And you indicated it looked like you were holding your right hand out. Do you know if the gentleman with the knife had it in his right hand, or do you recall? Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you don't recall, that's fine. But you remember?
So, because at first he didn't have anything in his hand, and then all of a sudden I looked and I'm like, I think he has a knife in his hand.
Okay.
And that was when I saw the officer had pulled out his weapon, and he was on his radio, I'm assuming, getting back up.
Okay. Could you describe the knife? Were you able to see it well enough to say what it looked like, or?
I just saw something sharp and shiny. It was small, so I was like, I don't think he has a gun in his hand because it looked small. It didn't look like the size of a gun.
Okay. And did you see him extend his, when you were talking about the knife, and he came at the officer, he had his hand extended like that?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I was noticing your hand out like that. I want to make sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. I just need to be able to explain what I'm hearing. Do you know the distance that might have gone between where the officer first spoke with this guy with the knife?
They were all, towards the, very edge, maybe, of the sidewalk. They were very...
Like, closest to the intersection?
They were closest to the intersection in the beginning.
Okay.
Like, when I first saw the knife and when I first saw him with his gun and radioing, that was closer to the intersection. And then they were moving back as the guy was charging him. He was backing up away from him.
And now you say charging. What do you say? He was coming slowly at him? Was he moving quickly? Were you able to tell from where you were at? Sure. Okay.
Definitely. Going towards him, and he was definitely, stay back. And
okay.
He wasn't.
Okay. So at the time you heard the shots, you were making a turn, so you didn't actually see the shots. Okay.
But I was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
My son was in the car. Thank God he was like a gross game on my phone.
Wow.
Completely oblivious to
good,
it.
Good.
But that was why I didn't go over there right away. I was like, I'm not.
No, that's.
No, that's
fine.
I have
a small
child in the back
sure.
of my car.
Right.
I went home and I called my dad, who's a retired officer, and he's like, just call and tell them
okay.
that you saw it.
Did you ever make it to Michael's, or did you go home from there?
I did, but I forgot half the things I went there for.
Is that right? Okay.
I was very distracted.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
and
disturbing.
So I need to go back over there right now.
Okay.
Well. Like, oh my God, I got home and I was like, you didn't get half the stuff you went there for.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that's about it. It pretty.
Straightforward.
Yeah, and
there's a video.
There's a video. Yeah. Have you seen the video? Okay. Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's amazing to see.
Yeah, that was weird to see it from a different angle from where I was.
Sure. Right. So, well, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you coming down and going out of your way. I'll let you get off to your Michael's shopping. How'd your soccer game go yesterday? Oh, too bad.
It looked horrible. My daughter didn't play much. She was on 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, shoot.
She pulled an all-nighter to finish a project she left to the very last. That's what you get. And she had to go to school, take two tests, and play a soccer game on 2 hours of sleep.
That's rough.
She was pointless out there. And she knew it. She was just like, I don't even know why she's putting her in. I'm like,
is that right? Oh, shoot. Oh, that's too bad. Well, I think the football team took off out of town today, it looked like.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll do all right tomorrow.
My son was really hoping he could have been watched, but he was a part of that team for 3 years.
Is that right?
And he got a really bad concussion last year. And so at the end of last season, he didn't return this year.
Wow.
Like, his friends, his teammates, all this is happening. And I'm kind of sad because I'm like, he should have been a part of that. But
right.
I'm like, I get why he didn't want to play again.
Yeah.
The concussion was bad. It really
you got to be careful with that for sure.
I was not sad that he's not out there playing, but I'm sad that he's not getting to experience what they're doing right now.
Right.
Hopefully
okay. Yeah, hopefully so. Again, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Get you on your way here.